Well, do you ever feel like you're on the outside looking in? Sometimes that's the way I must be honest. That's the way I feel. I'm the outside looking in. You know, there are many social clubs in our society. You know, there's golf clubs. There's soccer clubs. There's the Masonic Order, the JCs, the Lions Club, fraternities, social orders. You know, I one time I was a member of the JCs in Kansas City, and I also one time was a member of the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce. You know. Do you know you can be in a club and still feel outside the club? That's the way I always felt whenever I joined one of those things, that I was on the outside looking in, even though I was a full-fledged member. You know, I paid the dues and all of that. And, you know, a lot of organized religion is like a fraternity or a social club. You know, people that join go there for particular reasons, don't they? They want to feel like they're a part. They feel like that they are, you know, in a, they have a support system, and for a lot of reasons. And it's all right, okay? But let me ask you, I wonder how many clubs Jesus was a member of. I wonder how many clubs he was a member of. Was he a member of the Nazarite Chamber of Commerce? Did he belong to the Society of Christian Evangelicals? Was he a member of the National Council of Churches? Did he sit on the board of the Association of Christian Believers? You know, it's amazing how many organizations there are out there and how many joiners there are. Well, you know, the only club that I really want to be a part of is I want to be a part of the blood-bought club. The club, and that's probably a poor term, club, for those for whom Christ died. And there's nothing I can do to get myself into that club, as it were. I can't buy my way into it. I can't work my way into it. Manipulate my way into it. Run for office to get elected into it. Jesus Christ is the one who is worthy to receive glory and honor and power. He is the one that's worthy to open the seals. You know, he is the one that wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. He's the one that foreknew us. He's the one that predestinated us, effectually called us, justified us, sanctified us, and glorified us, prepared us for glory. If you don't feel like you're a part of a club, well, you know what? You're in good company. If you feel like you're on the outside looking in, you're in good company. Because Jesus Christ was not a joiner. Jesus Christ was not. In fact, they said he was a social misfit. You know, a lot of people call Jesus Christ a rabble rouser. And well, what did Jesus tell the Pharisees? He said, My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand. And he said, the reason that you don't believe on me is because you are not of my sheep. You're from underneath. You're of your father the devil, and the works of him you will do. But he said to his sheep, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me. And no man can pluck you out of my hand. You can be thrown out of clubs. You can be ostracized. You can be let known that, you're really no longer welcome in a body of believers. You know, I had a fellow tell me one time, have you ever thought about joining this organization? I was visiting his church, and he was recommending another church organization for me because of my belief in the doctrine of reprobation. You know, he didn't want to uphold that doctrine, and he didn't want to talk about it. You know, today we look in Scripture and we find that there are an elect group of people, a group chosen in Him from the foundation of the world, a remnant, a group of people who have been created vessels of honor. And it's not any honor in and of themselves. The honor is that they have been given the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. They no longer look to the things of this world to satisfy, do they? They no longer look to... They're strangers and pilgrims in this world. They look for a foundation whose maker is God. They are now in an organization, if you want to call it that, that is built on the prophets and the apostles, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. They drank of that rock, and that rock was Christ. And so if you've drunk of the rock of Jesus Christ, your priorities change, your focuses change, you no longer have to be accepted in any group because you're accepted in the Beloved. And anyway, this morning, I'm glad that I have been accepted in the Beloved. I'm glad that He has written my name in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. I'm glad that He has, by His Holy Spirit, placed His faith in me to believe that He died for my sins according to the Scriptures. He rose again according to the Scriptures. He's seated in heaven according to the Scriptures. He's coming again, according to the Scriptures. He has prepared a mansion for me, according to the Scriptures. He will come again for me, according to the Scriptures. And so, today I want us to be encouraged, anyone that might listen to this. You know, John Wesley and Charles Wesley and George Whitefield were part of a holy club. They said a holy club. Well, John Wesley came down the end of his life and said he never knew God. The holy club must have not introduced him to God. The only thing that can bring you into the holy club is the power of the Holy Spirit, the quickening of the Holy Spirit. The realization that a perfect sacrifice was made and the only candidate requirements to participate and that is that your name be written in the Lamb Book of Life, and that Christ died for your sins, and that you're a sinner in need of a Savior. You know, there's a lot of people out there that think they're pretty good people, think they're pretty moral, think they're just as good as anybody else on the face of the planet, face of the earth. But you know what? There is only one good, and that is God, Jesus Christ, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Christ has been given a name that is above every name, that every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. And in Him we live and move and have our being. And He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin. And I'm glad to know that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous, our high priest. And we can go boldly to the throne of grace, where we can find grace to help in time of need. And I'm glad that we don't have to go to a priest, we don't have to go to a preacher or a pastor or a apostle or a bishop. But Jesus Christ has been preached from ages, will endure until the end. And I hope that good Lord would be with you today and comfort you in all that you have to face in this life, and that you will find yourself resting in the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. God bless.